This is Pat Tormey, and today we're going to take a look at Azure one step at a time, in particular the SQL database. So let's get started. First, let's take a look at the Azure dashboard. As you can see, there's a lot of things you can do here in Azure. I'll expand that. You have these choices here. And then if you browse, well, you can see a lot more things. And while this is all good, one of the problems is there's a lot of stuff here. So today we're going to focus on just creating a SQL database in the cloud that you can use on your local machines or you can use to power your websites. First, I'm going to click on SQL database, and I'm going to tell it what I'd like to do is to add, and I'll pick one, Foursquare. I'm going to check to see if there's any required settings for the server. I'll tell it that it can create a new server, and this one I'm going to call, and we'll call it Foursquare DB. Now notice here it's telling me that the name Foursquare DB is legitimate in the .database.windows.net world. I need to come up with an admin name. That's me, and of course the secret password. Confirm the password. The location of East US is fine with me. And we'll select that and say OK. Now there's other choices you have here. We're creating a blank database. I'm extending the pricing tier using the standard. There are your options. Coalition, I always leave it Latin. There's the resource group, and I'm going to leave it in my BizSpark subscription. And tell it OK to create that. When the database is ready, and that takes a couple of minutes, you get a little note here that says the database is ready. Created SQL database. And I'm going to click on the tab here on the main dashboard. One of the first things you're going to have to do to make this database useful to you is to click on the server name again. And then go over to properties. And under properties, you'll see firewall. Now this is very interesting. In a SQL server, in an Azure SQL database, you actually give explicit permissions to IP addresses. This is for your own safety and a great idea. You could, of course, go 000 to 254, but that's not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is to give this a particular name, and I'll say Derry, NH, because I happen to be in Derry, New Hampshire. It's telling me that my current IP address is this one right here, and I'm going to limit it to just this address. Now normally you'd want to do that for a range of addresses and for the other clients you might have, but you really only need it when it's a desktop application talking to your database. What I mean is if you're going to have a series of Access applications or a series of other desktop applications, then they'll need to each have their address or at least the range of address included. This isn't a problem if you host your website on Azure, because Azure can see this regardless of the range that it's in, as long as it's still in your account. Okay, now that's all set up and ready to go. I'm going to click Save. We need to come back to the Foursquare SQL database panel and have it show me the database connection strings. Here you have the ADO.NET connection string and the ODBC connection string. Those are the most handy for me. But they also have PHP and JDBC. So I'm going to copy this one and put it over my local notepad. The ODBC connection, you can use that to hook up an Access database or even Excel. All right, well, I did promise you we were going to do something useful rather than just create the database. So let's see how you go about getting some data into it. My tool of choice for this is to use the Microsoft SQL Server Management Studio. You can use the Express version, and that works just as well. Here, for this demonstration, I've already lined up the Northwind database, and I'm going to make my connection to the SQL Azure database. I'm just going to say database engine. I'm going to give it the connection string server's name. I'm going to tell it I need SQL Server authentication. And even though my login name was simply Pat Tormey, with SQL Azure, you're going to include the at sign with the name of your database. So it's Pat Tormey at FoursquareDB. And then, of course, the secret password. Now, it's important that if you know this information and you still did not set the IP configuration, you'll get an error when you try to connect. And under the databases, I have the Foursquare database in particular. So this is my connection string to the Azure server, and this is the database name. Now, a couple things you'll notice when you first start working with the SQL Azure databases is that you miss out on some of the built-in wizardry. For example, I can come into here and I can say I'd like to edit that table, and I have design, and I can edit that design. I can also select rows, I can edit rows, there's a bunch of things I can do here. And if I come down to the Azure tables, none of those wizards exist. If I say I want a new table, it lets me provides me the script to get one started. So the question is, how can I best get my data into the database? Well, there's a lot of choices you have here. One of my favorites is to work on my local SQL server, SQL Express, and then just script the table over. Now, none of this is actually any different than if you used any SQL to SQL database. Another choice you have is to export the data. And that'll bring up the SQL Server Import and Export wizard. And we'll let that spin for a while. Now that that's done, I just hit close. Come over here and refresh. And there's all my data. Again, I don't have the design tools here that I have in my local SQL server. But all is not lost. Let's spin up a copy of Visual Studio. Now that we have Visual Studio up and running, we need to take another look at the SQL Server Object Explorer. And I'm going to tell it that I need to make a new connection. It says add a SQL Server. Again, it's going to be SQL Server authentication. And again, I'm going to use Pat Tormey at FoursquareDB. This ties my name as a username to the FoursquareDB database name. And, of course, the secret password. Tell it to remember the password, and I'll go ahead and connect. And there you have it, all of my tables. The reason I'm showing you the Visual Studio solution is because when you come in here and you're actually working with the SQL Azure database, it's not different than your on-prem database. I can now come in here and I can say what I'd like to do is view the data. And there you have it, all my customers. I can also come in here and right-click on this and say View Designer. Now these features work with any SQL database that you have permissions to modify. There's no trick to this. The SQL Azure database appears from here to be exactly like an on-prem database. Now once the design is loaded in Visual Studio, you can do pretty much anything you'd have done with a local database through SQL Server Management Studio. The only difference here, of course, is when you're working in Visual Studio, you'll have to hit the Update button or choose to script your changes that then you can run on the server itself. So the takeaway from all this is, I hope, very straightforward. Once you get the database started in Azure SQL, it's exactly the same in how you manage it from an on-premise local SQL Server database. You can use the same tools you always use, and you can manage it exactly the same way. The only difference is you have to give some thought to backup and storage and how much database you want to have and cost concerns and all that. But that's another issue altogether. The purpose here is to show you how quick and easy it is to get started using SQL in Azure in the cloud. And this is Pat Tormey.